all the local units of government, and they have drawn their wards. In fact, we have, the county redistricting committee has followed the guidelines for redistricting as set forth by the state, and have met all of the timelines as we established with the board. What that means is that once we receive the information from the Census Bureau, we adopted a tentative supervisory district plan. This was based on probably one of the more difficult principles, and that is that we were to start with a blank slate. There were no existing supervisory districts that we were to consider. After we did that, we solicited input from the municipalities, held a public hearing. We adopted a tentative plan, which you folks did in May, forwarded that to the municipalities so that they could draw their wards, and then they forwarded that information back to us, and the result is what you have up for you this evening. All of the municipalities and local units of government have adopted the plan that was set forth by the committee. The latest action on that came last night in District 12, where due to an annexation and state law, we actually did not change the population in that district, but we saw three people who previously lived in the town of Delton and Ward 1 being annexed to the city of Wisconsin Dells in the new Ward 8, which brings the total population in that ward to three people. It took the population in the town of Delton down from 454 to 451, and therefore maintained the 2101 population that had previously existed in that district. And so I believe the redistricting committee has kept you abreast of everything having to do with this plan. I have not received a large amount of questions from the supervisors. At this time, I know if the administrative coordinator has anything to add. With that, we will take public comment. Any requests for public comment? I have no forms turned in. So for the second time, is there anyone in the audience who wishes to give public comment on the proposed supervisory district plan for Sauk County? For the third and final time, is there anyone in the audience, any member of the public, who wishes to present an opinion or give comment on the proposed 2011 supervisory district plan for Sauk County? Seeing or hearing no requests, I'll close the public hearing and adjourn the meeting. I'll call to order the regular meeting of the Sauk County Board of Supervisors for September 20th, 2011. Roll call, please. Let the record show that we have 29 supervisors in attendance with one excused absence and one vacancy in supervisory district number one. Are we in compliance with the open meeting law?
Yes, we are.
Please stand for the invocation and pledge of allegiance.
The next few months are busy ones for us in our personal lives as well as our lives as county board members. We have all made recommendations for the upcoming budget that will provide services to the people of Sauk County. Let us work together over the next 2 months aiming to find ways to serve the most people in the best ways that we can.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You have an amended agenda before you this evening. One of the changes was on the notice of the public hearing. That was a possible change to Supervisor District Number 12 that I enumerated during the public hearing. Then you will notice also added underneath my report are the three items that I am going to talk about this evening to take some of your time. That is the vacancy in District Number 1, the WCA annual conference, which is upcoming next week, and a couple of awards that our county received at the annual mutual insurance conference. Also, with the board's permission, I would ask that it makes the most sense to me you have on your original agenda a scheduled appearance, only one, that is by Joe Fish, who is the chair of the Township of Excelsior, and Kurt Mucco, who is on their comprehensive plan committee. They wish to speak to the board regarding Resolution 97-2011, which is on your agenda this evening. I would ask that you move that to when the consideration of that resolution takes place, rather than try and have you remember back to what they said. So I would take it that that will be moved unless I hear objection. Supervisor Murray. You want it where it is? Okay. So do I have a motion? Do I have a motion to move or take a motion then to move it, or else it stays where it is? Stevens moves to move the discussion or the appearance to when the resolution is considered. Halton seconds. Ready, Ben? Okay. You've heard the motion and a second to move the scheduled appearance by the Town of Excelsior Chair and the member of the Plan Commission, of the Comprehensive Plan Commission, to the consideration of Resolution 97-2011 to have it occur simultaneously with consideration of that resolution. Please vote now. Yes means you want it moved. No means you want it to remain where it is. Joel? Three in favor, 6 against. The agenda now reads that the parish will take place when Resolution 97-2011 is considered. So I have a motion to adopt the agenda. Moved by Bashinsky, seconded by Alexander. Yes. So you move, and Collison seconds.
Marty, I think that if I'm not mistaken, I believe the rules of the board dictate the order.
Yeah. I think that's just a bit. How many people do we have present this evening that work for the county? Is Kathy? Or Sylvia's here? Okay, we have several. Well, it would take a 2/3 vote. Do you want to press forward with your motion?
Yes.
Okay. The second agrees? Okay. It didn't pass. The motion is to move the consent agenda, item number 15, to between 11 and 12, after claims and before appointments. That's what we're doing. You ready? You've heard the motion in the second to move the entire consent agenda, that is resolution 83-2011 through resolution 89A-2011, listed on page 3 of the amended agenda, to fall between, to fall after claims and before appointments, after 11 and before number 12. Please vote now. Yeah, 11 and a half. Twenty-six in favor, three against. That is two-thirds. So the item is moved. Supervisor Murray.
I'd like to amend the agenda to move item resolution 972011 to the first item under resolution and ordinances, and view of all the number of people here that are concerned about this resolution.
Okay. Have a motion. We have a second. Seconded by Sinclair. We have a new amendment. The motion is to move resolution 97-2011 to be the first item considered underneath resolutions and ordinances. You're set. You've heard the motion in the second to move the consideration of resolution 97-2011 found on pages 37 through 41 of your original agenda to be the first resolution or ordinance considered underneath item number 16 on the agenda. Please vote now. Yes means you want it moved. No means you want it to remain in its original position. Please vote. Twenty-five yes, four no. The item is moved. Any other amendments to the order? Then I entertain a motion to adopt the agenda as amended. Moved by Gashinsky, seconded by Tollickson. Any further discussion? Any further discussion? If not, you put the motion in the second to adopt the agenda as amended. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We have an agenda. Next, public comments. As I said, tried to make the announcement beforehand, I have 5 requests for public comment. If there is anyone in the audience who would like to participate underneath public comment but has not filled one of these sheets out, please, yes, Fred? Oh, yes. All right. Sorry. Thank you for pointing that out. All right. Minutes of the previous meeting. Supervisor Goslink. First, do I have a second? Lane. Discussion. Any discussion? If not, you've heard the motion and the second to approve the minutes of our previous meeting. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's done. Seven has been moved, so on to eight. Public comment. As I started to say, I have five requests. If you have not filled out one of these blanks, please do so and bring it up to the clerk or myself. Each speaker is allowed 3 minutes. When you reach the three-minute mark, I will stand up. And when you finish your sentence, I will thank you if you're not finished. So our first request this evening comes from Jill L. Messmer, E8516B Quarry Road in Rock Springs, representing herself. She wishes to speak to the board regarding Resolution 97-2011. Is Jill here? Come on up, Jill. On deck will be Lori Hessenbaugh. Is that correct? Hazelbaum? Hazelbaugh. Right here. No. No. Julie, you have the floor.
My husband was in charge of the committee that just passed the resolution, and we urge you to vote no. He is going to be here shortly, but unfortunately he's going to miss this part. We spent a lot of time working on coming up with this decision based on the outlook that we had, the Excelsior Township had for our future, and surveys that were taken, and I would urge you to follow the committee's recommendation to go forth with the recommendations that they had. So please vote no. Thank you.
Next request is from Lori Hazenbaugh, correct? Yes. S4190 Abelman Road, Rock Springs, Wisconsin, 53961, representing herself. She wishes to speak to you also regarding Resolution 97-2011. On deck is Junior Gergel.
Good evening. I'm going to start by reading you the Town of Excelsior vision. The Town of Excelsior is a rural community with scenic natural beauty, diverse natural resources, a strong agricultural and economic base, a high quality of life, access to excellent education at all levels, and a relatively low tax base with satisfactory and necessary government services. We strive to maintain this essential nature of the township by considering A, conservation and environmental protection, B, preservation of farmland and our agriculture industry, C, managed planned growth and thoughtful land use, D, quality of life, E, economic opportunity, stability, and security. F, efficient and effective government and public services. Each of these must be in concert with the others to assure the community will thrive and meet the high standards and demands demanded of its citizens. Our comprehensive plan process began in the summer of 2006. We've been working on this over 5 years. There were 756 surveys mailed out to every citizen in our township. Over 200 were returned, getting their input to start this process. We held a vision session that was open to the public for additional input and participation. We formed a committee in 2009, which I was a member of, along with my husband. 21 members were on that committee. Every one of our meetings was open to the public. A second comprehensive plan committee, dealing specifically with land use, was held in 2011. 20 members were on that. My husband was a member. We are requesting that the board deny the resolution as written, as everyone in our township had the opportunity to speak at all those meetings, voice their opinions, either against or for what we had all done together as citizens. Our own town board unanimously approved the request to rezone the land at its meeting, once again open to the public. All along this entire process, anyone could have attended any of our meetings, provided input. Another concern is all our contiguous townships have smaller or have larger zoning requirements, which means Excelsior, having the smallest zoning requirement in the whole county, is getting split up into yet smaller and smaller parcels at all times. That does not follow our vision request at all. I respectfully request that the board deny Resolution 97-2011. Thank you.
Our next person for public comment is Junior R. Gergel, E8597A, Highway 136, Rock Springs, Wisconsin, representing himself. He wishes to speak about the rezone in the town of Excelsior from RC5 to RC35. On deck is Donald Tater.
Thank you. I am Junior R. Gergel. I live at E8597, Highway 136 in the town of Excelsior. I'll be real brief. I brought along some letters that were addressed to my great-grandfather. They're in Breton and German, so I can't read them, but the date I can, 1893. We've lived here in Sauk County forever, and if we zoned RC35, my grandchildren wouldn't be able to live on the land that their great-great-grandfather owned because of 35-acre requirements, and they got other little games and gimmicks you can play, but that's not the way it ought to be. And I just feel drawn to force our young people off of the land. It couldn't be that way.
Thank you. Our next request for public comment comes from Donald Tater, E7796 North Reedsburg Road, Reedsburg, Wisconsin. Representing himself, he wishes to speak to the board regarding the rezoning from RC5 to RC35. Mr. Tater, you have the floor. On deck is Woody Anderson.
I'm a resident of the town of Excelsior, and I wanted to make sure people aware of the fact that a lot of this land is their retirement. These farmers, they didn't have a 401k. They didn't have anything like that when they worked. They have to survive off that land. That is everything to them. That's their safety net. Say they have a family member gets sick, and they need to pay a hospital bill. They've got that land to fall back on. And the value of that land will definitely go down if this goes to RC35. I took, for instance, land in the ETA next to Reedsburg will sell for somewhere right around $40,000 an acre. Where I'm located, I'm just outside the ETA, I figured mine should be then at around $30,000 an acre. So, if that's the case, you can only sell one lot. The rest of that land then becomes devaluated. And that's about $20,000 worth per acre, or a $600,000 loss to that landowner per every 35-acre parcel that he owns. And I wonder, if there's that kind of a loss, who's going to pay these farmers for their loss? You paid all the people on the Baraboo Bluffs for their losses or their development rights. Why should we go without? I want to know where that money's coming from and who's going to pay it. And the last I knew, you can't take land or the value of land without compensation. I've never seen anybody talk one bit about compensating these landowners for nothing. That's all I have to say. Thank you. I want you to reconsider this.
Next speaker is Woody Anderson, E9550 Terrytown Road, Baraboo, Wisconsin, 53913, representing himself. He wants to speak to the board regarding the town of Excelsior land use. On deck is Rodney Hannon.
Woody Anderson, town of Excelsior. It's just unreal that we would consider rezoning to RC35. About 4 years ago, we started a comprehensive plan that was sponsored by the ecology. I was on the comprehensive plan committee along with a whole bunch of other people. We ended up with 20 on the committee. One of the things that was, we forget about consensus, but it was I think it was unanimously agreed that one thing we didn't want was RC-35. When our committee dissolved after approximately 2 years, there were two items on the agenda that we more or less agreed with. Two of them that were pretty well split. One of them was General Ag, I think I got the term right, that under the present plan, and that was revised, modified to suit specific things that we in the town of Excelsior wanted, which would have required a modification to the present zoning ordinance. The other one was 2 acres. And again, I think practically everybody agreed with the 2 acre. That was listed under some type of an egg. I forget the exact termination. But anyway, that went to a public hearing after our committee meetings, and then it went to the plan commission, and then it went to the town board. Final line, the town board voted to approve a 2 acre minimum parcel with a 2 acre density. That was, I think, 88 or 89, lifetime away. That came just before the spring election.
Rodney Hannon, E9407, North Reedsburg Road, Reedsburg, Wisconsin, representing Excelsior, and wants to speak to the board regarding land use. On deck is Mike Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, honorable supervisors. I watched the Today Show this morning. A businessman was asked what needed to be done to get this country on track. Can anyone guess what he said? Apparently not. Less government. I was on the land use committee some 12 years ago, same as now. Most citizens that had a few acres they owned wanted other people who wanted to build a house in the town to have 35 acres. I live on a farm myself. It's a third generation farm. But anyway, I said then, and I'll say now, who are we to discriminate again the young families who wish to raise their kids in the country on a couple acres? Why force them to have 35 acres which they cannot afford? One town official at that time said, let these families live in the trailer court until they can afford 35 acres. Do we really want this mentality?
Thank you. The next request to speak comes from Mike Clark, E9040 Highway 33, Baraboo, representing himself. He wishes to speak to the board regarding land use, the rezoning. Okay. Our last request to speak this evening comes from Russell Hazelbog. He's in Bog. Is that right? I'm getting close. But third time's going to be a charm wrestle. You have the floor, Mike.
Thank you. My name is Mike Clark. And about 32 years ago, I stood up here before this board about the same kind of topic, the Farmland Preservation Program. At that point, all the elements then are about the same as they are right now tonight. The board listened to the DNR. They had a little pamphlet, said almost nothing that an intelligent person would perceive to be any kind of a bill, but that's what it was. Well, after we talked to the people from the city, the aldermen and everybody that you people are, went right along with some of us from the rural and said, okay, we're not going to do this because it just wasn't right for the farmer then and it's not right for the farmer today. And essentially, you folks voted 17-12 against the program. Tonight, we're being the first committee that somebody spoke about tonight. Most people are paid to come up with this 2RC2, or whatever you call it. Not so. The second committee did it for nothing. That just doesn't strike me very well. You dismiss the findings of the first committee that's paid, and you accept the one that isn't paid. That doesn't make sense to me. But that's the way it is. I recommend tonight, as I recommended 32 years ago, that you vote no on this whole situation.
The last request I have to speak, at least right now, if there's anyone else in the audience that wishes to speak underneath public comment, I advise you to please fill out a registration form now and give it to myself or to the Planning and Zoning Director in back. The last request comes from Russell T. Hassenbach. S-4190, Abelman Road, Rock Springs, Wisconsin, representing himself, wants to speak to the board regarding Resolution 97-2011. And before you start, Russell, let me ask you this. The action that the board is being asked to take tonight is to deny the rezoning. And you said vote no. I mean, are you wanted rezoned or not rezoned?
I would vote against the resolution as it is because I would like to see it go to an RC35.
Okay. I just wanted, it was kind of a double no here. So you have the floor.
Thank you. I also was on the committee serving both first and second committee. Yes, I was paid for the first committee and would have gladly done it for nothing because I feel very strongly about seeing the future of the township go in an intelligent fashion. And it was a lot of hard work by everybody, a lot of meetings. I think I missed one meeting, but I had an excuse with a heart attack. So otherwise, I attended every meeting and put as much into it as I could because I do want to see the future of the township grow in the right direction. I don't really want to see it become something like a suburb of a major city, which it could easily become. And I think we've put so much into it, and to see this resolution come through as it is a little disappointing. We went ahead and did as much as we could to satisfy everybody. We explained everything. We had open meetings. Every meeting was open. We tried to explain everything to everybody that if they didn't understand it, we went out of our way to explain it to them. So there really can't be any misunderstandings about what our recommendation was. I would really respectfully like to see this denied and so we can go on because in the meantime, while this is all going on, there could be a lot more splits. And while I'm not against anybody owning their own property and doing what they want with it, I, again, would not like to see it become a suburb. And that's what can happen if we get into too many small splits. And anybody who's gone to Madison for the last 20 years, all you've got to do is look at the Beltline and see how these things have grown and how ugly it's all become. And I think Sauk County is really too pretty of a county to let that happen to us. So I would respectfully like to see that the county turn this resolution down. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any more requests for public comment? Are there any more requests for public comment? For the last time, any more requests to speak underneath our public comment portion of the agenda? So just so the board is totally straight on the folks that they have heard here tonight, Russell, you would like to see it zoned RC35. Mike Clark, you would like to RC5, correct? Whatever it is. Maintain the current zoning, correct? Rodney Hannon? Donald Tater? Junior Gergel? Lori? Okay. Jill? Okay. Thank you. That hopefully clarifies everything, not only for myself, but for maybe some other members of the board. Thank you. Communications. I have a couple of them for you this evening. The first is something that I received last night. Sauk County Development Corporation was asked to make you folks aware of. Last night, Sauk County Development Corporation held its meeting, its monthly meeting at the new green GTEC center down outside of Plain. It's a marvelous building. The Development Corporation was really amazed at what they've built here and are trying. And I was asked to announce by Sean Murphy that they're going to have an open house, and this will take place on Sunday, October 9th, 2011, from 1 to 3:30. And he would like to welcome the entire board of supervisors to go down there and take a look at what they've put together. So Sunday, October 9th, 1 to 3:30. Then another communication I have two communications, actually, from our retired clerk. Thank you for the lovely pen given to me on my retirement. I will think of numbering resolutions whenever I use it. Best wishes to you all. Beverly J. Milkey, County Clerk, retired. And then she had to rub it in. If anybody wants to look at the board, at the, says board meeting in Hawaii, and of course it's somebody walking out towards the surf with a surfboard saying, "Hello gang, couldn't get away from all those board meetings, even in Hawaii. See you soon. Sauk County Clerk, retired." You know, payback's hell. Sounds like she's really bored in retirement. Any other communications? Bills and referrals?
None.
Claims?
None.
Okay, we have moved this item up. That is the consent agenda. So on pages 11 through 17B of your agenda, first we have from the Aging and Disability Resource Center, Resolution 83 on page 11, 83-2011, commending Sylvia Kriegel for 19 years of faithful service to the people of Sauk County. On page 12, from the Executive and Legislative Committee, Resolution 84-2011, commending Kathy Zollin for her service to the people of Sauk County. On page 13, from the Healthcare Center Board of Trustees, first resolution 85-2011, commending Millie Smith for 36 years of faithful service to the people of Sauk County. And on page 14, also from the Board of Trustees, resolution 86-2011, commending Tom Rentelman for 25 years of faithful service to the people of Sauk County. Then from Highway and Parks, we have three. First on page 15, Resolution 87-2011, commending Bradley Krieger for more than 32 years of faithful service to the people of Stark County. On page 16, Resolution 88-2011, commending Jeff Thompson for more than 37 years of faithful service to the people of Stark County. And on page 17, Resolution 89-2011, commending Stephen Zimmerman for more than 39 years of faithful service to the people of Stark County. And then from the Law Enforcement and Judiciary Committee, page 17A and 17B is Resolution 89A-2011, recognizing the Wisconsin Court System Juror Appreciation Program. Does anyone wish to have any of these taken separately? Do you wish to have one taken separately? So you'd like to take each one separately? Okay.
Each one that are here separately.
Well, one way or the other. Okay. So you want them all separated? Okay. All right then, first, on page 11, from the Aging and Disability Resource Center, Resolution 83-2011, commending Sylvia Kriegel for 19 years of faithful service to the people of Stark County. Moved by Carlson. Seconded by Murray. Supervisor Carlson, do you have any, do you wish to comment? Thank you. Second wish to speak.
Although she will not be doing the transportation for ERC, there are so many other things that she's doing to help people in the community, and she probably won't have time to, you know, relax and go to Hawaii to the board meeting, but I'm sure she'll be very valuable to the county.
Thank you. Any other requests to speak? Is there any other requests to speak? If not, you've heard the motion and the second. Can we at least do these by voice? Okay. You've heard the motion and the second to approve Resolution 83-2011, commending Sylvia Kriegel for 19 years of faithful service to the people of Sauk County. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Sylvia, if you wish to step up. The name of the people of the County of Sauk, the certificate of appreciation is presented to Sylvia Kriegel in recognition and appreciation for 19 years of dedicated service to the citizens of Sauk County as an aging outreach services specialist for the dining center, home-delivered lunch, homemaker programs, and most recently in the transportation programs for older adults and adults with disabilities through the Aging and Disability Resource Center. Congratulations, and thank you very much.
I would just like to say quickly that it has been a privilege working for the senior citizens of Sauk County. Every day was a privilege for me, as well as my seniors that I worked with. It was just fun to help and tell them of the programs that were available for them. Because it's not always easy to distinguish and find out what there is out there for programs and other things to help them. And so for me, 19 years has gone by very fast because it was, for me, a labor of love. I loved every minute with the seniors, and they taught me a lot. And yes, Peter, I will go on doing more things in the community. I'm not going to be sitting home. So thank you very much. And also, having worked with the Commission on Aging and the Aging Disability Resource Center has been a great advantage because I will also know the programs available for myself. If and when I can take advantage of them, and we're all aging, so we have to pay attention. Thank you so very much.
Next, on page 12 from the Executive and Legislative Committee, Resolution 84-2011, commending Kathy Zowin for service to the people of Sauk County. Who wants to move? Moved by Wenzel, seconded by Tollickson. Bill, would you like to say something? Let me go ahead and make it up. Thank you. Second wish to speak?
Yes, please.
Can you turn them on, please? Go ahead, Pete.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that I was kind of sad when I heard that Kathy was leaving. And then Monday I got the opportunity to sit down and talk to her husband for a while. And I found out they're renting the house in near Key West, I guess, for 3 months this winter. And she didn't want to miss any meetings. So now I'm not feeling so sorry for her anymore.
Any other comment? If not, you've heard the motion and the second to adopt Resolution 84-2011, commending Kathy Zowin for service to the people of Sauk County. Please vote now. Or wait. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? You're here already.
You wanted to vote for yourself?
That's right.
You get a name plate.
Oh, yay.
And you can read your own class.
Thank you. Thanks
very much. Well, Kathy, I've had the privilege of working with you on the Land Conservation Committee. And so I have a group of rest on the next. We're going to miss you, but so that you don't forget about us totally, we've got a plan for you.
Well, I just want to tell everybody how much I've enjoyed serving on this board. It's really been an honor. And just thank you very much. I just, your friendship and your support through the years has been, means a lot to me. And I'm also so grateful for all of the county employees because I've gotten to know many of them. And I'm really amazed at how professional and how truly amazing they are at their jobs. We are very lucky here. And it's always important to say thank you. I kind of learned that one. So thanks a lot, and I'm sure I'll be seeing all of you again real soon.
Flower and run. Next, on page 13 from the Healthcare Center Board of Trustees, Resolution 85-2011 commending Millie Smith for 36 years of faithful service to the people of Sauk County. Moved by Bach, seconded by Stevens. Supervisor Bach, do you wish to speak? Thank you. Second wish to speak? Thank you. Any other discussion or comment? If not, you've heard the motion and the second to adopt Resolution 85-2011, commending Millie Smith for 36 years of faithful service to the people of Sauk County. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Millie with us? No. Next, on page 14, Resolution 86-2011, commending Tom Renselman for 25 years of faithful service to the people of Sauk County. Moved by Bach again. Seconded by Nessinger. Steve declines. Henry, do you wish to add anything? Thank you. Any other comment on the resolution or request to speak? If not, you've heard the motion the second to adopt Resolution 86-2011, commending Tom Renselman for 25 years of faithful service to the people of Sauk County. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That is done. I know Tom is not here. Next, from Highway and Parks on page 15, the first of three, the Resolution 87-2011, commending Bradley Kruger for more than 32 years of faithful service to the people of Sauk County. Who wants to move? Moved by Knobs, seconded by Harchie. Supervisor Knobs, you have the floor.
Well, I've known Bradley for many years, and I think he's done a great job for the highway department, and he'll be missed with the department.
Thank you. Second wish to comment? Thank you. Any other discussion or comments on the resolution? If not, you've heard the motion the second to adopt Resolution 87-2011, commending Bradley Kruger for more than 32 years of faithful service to the people of Sauk County. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Is Bradley here this evening? No. Next, on page 16, also from Highway and Parks, Resolution 88-2011, commending Jeff Thompson for more than 37 years of faithful service to the people of Sauk County. Moved by Stevens, seconded by Bashinsky. Supervisor Stevens, you have the floor. Second wish to comment? Supervisor Berg, did you hear my comment? Or your request to speak, button? Okay. Any other requests to speak or make comment? If not, you've heard the motion the second to adopt Resolution 88-2011, commending Jeff Thompson for more than 37 years of faithful service to the people of Sauk County. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution is adopted. I believe Jeff is here. Come on up. Virgil? The resolution says in the name of the people of Sauk, of the County of Sauk, the certificate of appreciation is presented to Jeff Thompson in recognition and appreciation for 37 years of dedicated service to the citizens of Sauk County as a member of the Sauk County Highway Department.
You don't look old enough, she should be back out there. You don't look old enough, you're back at 37. Okay.
Well, I'd like to say is thank you as well. We've got a lot of memories, a lot of stories to it, and we want to listen.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And thank you for coming tonight, Jeff. It's appreciated by the board. Next, on page 17, resolution.